Yud Aleph. Shlo Yeshev im Yeshev Kronos. A person should not sit with people, literally sit in the corners. People sit in the get together and just sit and waste their time. Love Yeshivas, but they can see your Shalamei Hordes. And the person shouldn't want to be convey himself that the mukam where he spends his time is in a gathering house, a meeting house, where the Amiratzim gather. Tunichom, when they get together, so the conversation, the Pasuk says that become alam that he scalti ke'ed v'asecha sicha li. So the portion of the mouth, what's the difference between the word siach and sicha? Siach is deep conversation, it's deep discussion. Sicha is light talk. So there's some people which their deep conversation is intelligent. They discuss Yanam of Torah, philosophical hashkofas, etc. But their light talk, their light conversation is about other things. So David Melch says, no, even my light talk, the things that I would when I wanted to relax, I wanted to have a light conversation, it was still about the Baruch Shem's Torah. Therefore, no matter where I went, whatever I did, I would be able to pick up words of Torah because that was what my mind was focused on. The same way, a person who's different people have naturally notice certain things. A person who's a tailor will walk into a room, he's going to notice your suit, what type of weave it is, what type of material it is. That's what's on his mind. So, male, that's what he's going to notice. An average, regular person wouldn't notice anything about it because that's not what his thought process is about. A person who is, his familiarity is a certain area of mathematics, he will notice mathematical equations at different points in areas of which we wouldn't even notice that it's a mathematical equation, and that's the topic. You talk to a person whose his background is in law, he learns a piece of Gemara, he's automatically going to start connecting the piece of Gemara to a parallel type of concept you find in American law, because that's what his mind thinks, that's how his mind works. David Melech says that my mind worked, my mind thought Torah. So come along the Iskalti. Wherever I was, I always had what to learn. I always had people to teach me. There's always things I could learn about Hashem, etc. Because that was what my mind was attuned to. That's what I noticed. But how do you tell that's what a person is? That's what a person is. He says you notice about the person's light talk. What is the natural flow of conversation of the person? I've said this over before. You know, the Mishnah says that if you have two people sitting together and there's no divrei Torah, so it's kilo achim zivchei mesim. So there is a bacher and tells my tkufa was a bacher. He used to prepare a dvar Torah. He used to prepare a halacha, dvar halacha. He used to come to the breakfast table and say over the dvar halacha, the dvar Torah. Shouldn't be chas v'shalom a situation where a person is eating zivchei mesim. It used to irk me to no end. It used to get on my nerves. Learning Torah is a good thing, right? What I got on my nerves, it says, if a person is sitting in yeshiva doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's learning, and he's looking and learning the way he's supposed to be learning, it's natural that his conversation will be about his learning. That's like the natural thing, because that's what his mind is focused on. If a person has to prepare a Dvar Torah to say by the breakfast table, it means he's not looking and learning the way he's supposed to be looking and learning. His mind isn't, you know, I have my deep conversation, my deep area, and then I have my other interests that I do in life, and that I pursue in life, and we'll sit and talk about everything under the sun, but not about learning, because learning is for the base medrash. Learning is encompasses a human being's life. Every moment of the person, one of my rebbeim, like, you know, it was like automatic, it was assumed that you'd walk into the dining room, and he'd sit down to the breakfast table, and he would say to the person next to him, he says, Shalom, I have a chakira. Like, that was what's on his mind. That's what his mind was thinking. That's what his mind was engaged in. That was what he was... Samela, it came out naturally. He didn't sit there and prepare, oh, I'm going to say a chakira by the breakfast table. And he had to prepare that. There's something wrong with it. A ben Torah is a person, his mind is absorbed in the world of Torah. Vushtet, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that, I mean, we're not holding about Amadrega, but the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is a person that doesn't go Dalet Amos below Torah. You know, so he sat there and he Dugma, a person's preparing a chaburah. And he's walking, so he's preparing a chaburah. He's got to say a chaburah tomorrow. So his mind's thinking about the chaburah. He's walking back to the dorm right now, but his mind's thinking about the chaburah. He's got to present. There's a machai which forces him to think about it. So that becomes like, that's what his mind, it's what's on his mind, that's what comes out. If the light conversation is about other things, it means that we still have compartmentalized. We haven't made ourselves, that we have not immersed ourselves in the world of Torah yet. So the Rosh says that a person shouldn't, I don't want you to sit in the yeshiva about the Knesset Shel Am Yehuda. It'll get on my nerves. Right, you know, the conversations that they have, you know, like, second dugma, person comes to daven shachris. Person's going mamash to speak to his creator. So person's going to speak to his creator, so that's a very special moment that his mind is absorbed in his halacha. You're not going to go and greet somebody before davening. You're not supposed to be asking any of your sukkim before davening. The Mor says that there shouldn't be anything between yourself and your mita and the kir. So Mor explains it means from the time you get up till you go to daven, there shouldn't be about anything else. Person's davening; he's holding his mind is in the first thing a human does. He puts himself into the world of tefillah. A person comes to the davening and he's choosing with somebody and they're having, he's saying a joke and saying like. Now's the time that you should be holding a joke. Now's the time you should be holding, having, you know, two conversations about topics, whatever, under the sun. You're on your way to tefillah. You're on your way to greet your creator. That's what's on your mind. The person's walking in to greet the melech. He doesn't tell jokes on the way. You know, as he walks into the king's palace, he says, hey, you want to hear a great story I just heard? You can't do that. That's not what your mind, it's not going to absorb. That's not what your mind's going to be thinking in. If that's what your mind's thinking, is you're still not holding the world of what it means. Human being goes into the world of tefillah. You walk into a shul before, you know, davening starts at 8 o'clock. So at 7:59, it's still fair game to be telling a joke and laughing. And first of all, halachically to talk in the base of Knesset or base of Medrash is a tremendously halachically difficult issue. So we say we do it all tonight, etc. Chabas Chaim, you know, halachic Mishnah Berurah says Pashat doesn't work to seek a potato. Okay. But before davening, that's what you could talk, that's what your mind's stuck in. So a person who doesn't understand what davening is, the Batei Knesiyah, Shalamei Haaretz, they don't understand what davening is, that's what they do. That's what they do. But Batei Knesiyah of a person who's an Oivet, and a person has Yir Shemaim, a person has Musr, you walk in before davening, a person's ready, he wants to get a head start, he's already learning some Musr before davening, he's counting saying Tillim, his mind is thinking about it, he's learning to, as a Hakdama to that. That's what his mind is stuck in. He has no room for something else. Because how else could you live? How else could you think, function? How could you do? And if a person with Hakadu that, you'll see a difference in what your davening looks like. It's two nakudas. We're going to talk about this more, but we'll talk tomorrow. I want to sit on this point a little more. The nakuda of the defining a person, defining himself as not as an amoritz, defining himself as a ben Torah. How a person carries himself, how a person talks, he walks. The Rambam, some of the points in the Rambam about that concept.